والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن الكريم ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وصدورنا وضياء قبورنا وحجة لنا وليست علينا. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا، وذكرنا منه بما نسينا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. اللهم ارزقنا بركة القرآن ونور القرآن وفهم القرآن وحكمة القرآن والعمل بالقرآن والعيش بالقرآن والحكم بالقرآن وعلى سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا. اللهم ارزقنا رحمات القرآن ونفحات القرآن يا رب، يا عليم، يا نور، يا هادي، يا بصير، يا حكيم، يا خبير، يا عليم، يا الله. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا، وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، today is the second session inshallah about the journey in the valley of Quran. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he light our heart with his book. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a book, guidance to mankind. We talk about some of the quality and the names of the Quran last week. And let's see what other has to say about Quran. One of the early scholars, he said, this book, Quran, he filled the heart of the believer with happiness, and he make your heart full of joy, and he makes the heart alive.
And he makes the heart
alive. And this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls the Quran rawhan, soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُلَقَّ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ يُلَقِّ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. This Surah Ghafir, Ayat 15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he quotes the Quran in this verse, Ruh, soul. Because with this Quran, you became alive. You became alive with the Quran. And without it, you are dead. By this way, the difference between a life and death in the eye of Allah is the one who living with Quran and the one who's not living with Quran. Another scholar, his name is Haradi, he said about Quran, is like an ocean of goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he filled it with all the goodness in it. And he give it to whom he want, whom he choose. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, he said about the knowledge of Quran. Now the knowledge of Quran, he said, Everything we talk about it in the Ummah is explanation of the Sunnah. Everything we talk about it in the Ummah, explanation of the Sunnah. And the Sunnah, explanation of the Quran. And Quran, explanation of the name of Allah and His quality. And all the name of Allah to lead you to Allah. Nothing better than the word of Allah. And similar, the most ultimate knowledge is the knowledge of Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. This Surah Ra'd, Thunder, verse number 15. Is the one he know, it is revealed to you from your Lord, is the truth. Similar to the one he is blind. Meaning, at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He labeled the one who distinguish Quran is the one who have vision. And the one who doesn't distinguish Quran is a blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 269. Allah, He gives the wisdom to whom He wants, whom He chooses. And whoever Allah give him wisdom, he gain the ultimate goodness. Today, Brother Ahmad, you ask about wisdom. What more than that? Who give you the wisdom? Who can open for you the door of wisdom to understand? Only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He give you the wisdom, that's it. Now listen to this. One of the early Tabi'in, he said, his name is Mujahid. He's one of the Tabi'in. He said, what is the wisdom in here? He replied, he said, the wisdom Allah talking about it, al-fahma wal-isaba fi al-Qur'an. To Allah let you understand and comprehend the Qur'an. And another Tabi'in, he said, meaning, he teach you Quran. Now, another one of the Tabi'in, he said, he recites this verse. This verse is Surah Al-A'raf, verse 146. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, سَأُصْرِفْ عَنْ آيَاتِ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will let away those, I will let away my sign from those who are arrogant in the earth without the truth.
I will.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in this verse, سَأُصْرِفْ عَنْ آيَاتِ. I will blind and get away those who are arrogant in the earth without the truth. This tabi'i, he said, meaning, in this verse, means Allah will deny them the mercy of the Quran. He will not allow them to comprehend Quran. He will not allow them to understand even what is Quran is. And one of the another tabi'in, his name is Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the early imam, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, he said, لا يجتمع فهم القرآن والاشتغال بالخطام في قلب مؤمن أبدا. You cannot gain the wisdom of Quran and the knowledge of the Quran, and when your heart is busy with the dunya, they will never be mixed. Never. And the Noon al-Musri, one of the another scholar and early tabi'in also, he said, أَبَى اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَحْرِمْ قُلُوبَ الْبَاطِلِينَ مَكْنُونَ حِكْمَةَ الْقُرْآنِ. عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He denied anyone from the people who oppressed to gain the wisdom of Quran. Meaning the wisdom of Quran is not for anyone. The wisdom of Quran is not for anyone. And he replied after that by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, verse 38. مَا فَرَقْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We did not leave any topic or any doubt without telling you what it is. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenging us. Any topic you think about it in this life, about this life and hereafter, in Quran. And after that he replied, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Is he not able to do tadabbur for Quran? To understand and comprehend? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud replied, radiallahu anhu, in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. He said, meaning Quran. Meaning, teach us and let us know what is Quran. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, the knowledge of the Quran is not for anyone, for certain men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talked to us. And he said, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 59, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. If you have any debate or any situation, you're not sure about it, return it to Allah and His Messenger. And also, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. What you have not able to come to understand and join it for each other, return it to the wisdom and the hukm of Allah. And this today, I tell you the truth. This is what happened to the Ummah. We talk a lot, but where is the wisdom of Quran in our heart and our action?
And this would be surprised about Shikam.
Yeah.
That people are not going to get the draft for the Hajj. The banks have stopped issuing drafts here. Even the Muslim banks, they say they will not issue the drafts. This is the news I tell you today. People going for Hajj, they need a draft for the visa. Nobody is issuing.
Nobody what?
Issuing the draft. And the consulate would not issue the visa for the Hajj.
But why?
Because the banks are not issuing the drafts.
Oh, the bank is not issuing the draft?
They say, no, we will not issue drafts. This is the another Allah's.
Subhanallah. This from Allah again?
Yes.
Yeah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Wallahi, I feel it. Allah is angry at us. May Allah open. Because we are still in a state of talking. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, whoever needs the knowledge of Quran, he has to go to Quran, because it has the knowledge of the early people and the knowledge of the end of the people. This he called it usul al-ilm, the roots of knowledge. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, used to say about him, is almost like he look to the veil of the unseen from a very tiny thin veil. كَأَنَّمَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى الْغَيْبِ مِنْ سِتْرٍ رَقِيقٍ. It's almost like he look to the knowledge of the unseen with a very tiny veil. Because don't forget, according to piety and according to closeness to Allah, Allah give you vision. Allah make you see what others do not see. Comprehend what others cannot comprehend. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said about Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ni'mat al-Jumayn al-Quran, the translator of the Quran. And both of them died very young. Ali ibn Abi Talib, the one who said, I can fill a weight of a mule or a donkey full of knowledge only about Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad or Surah Al-Fatiha.
Can you repeat?
He said, I can give tafsir and knowledge about Surah Al-Fatiha. It will fulfill a weight of a donkey or a mule.
So much information, just on this.
Yeah, just about this. One of the early tabi'in, he said, if every servant of Allah, Allah give him for every letter in Quran, 1,000 understanding, he will not comprehend what Allah put in his book. Because the word of Allah and the knowledge of Allah and the quality and attribute of Allah, it has no end. And he said similar, the fahm, the understanding and comprehending of the word of Allah has no limit, has no end. But comprehending and understanding, each one of us gain according to an opening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole thing is opening. Is opening. And the word of Allah is not created, and no end to the word of Allah and understanding of Allah. This is just a little bit of introduction to understand what some of the early people talk about the Quran. Because today, if we understand what is Quran, really, at this moment, the understanding and comprehending will start boring to us from Allah. But we have to glory this book. This book has to be elevated so high to the point when we read, we will understand. Quran Allah revealed it in Arabic tongue in a time of the most eloquent tongue ever known to Arabic Peninsula. And they used to know the knowledge of the scene of the Quran and the command of the Quran. But the wisdom behind it, they did not get it too much. Until they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gave example. He said, when a verse revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which from Surah Al-An'am, verse 82, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. They will not have some of their iman was zulm, was oppression. The companion started weeping and he said, Ya Rasulullah, who among us do not do zulm? All of us is zulm. All of us committing zulm. Ayyuna lam yadlim nafsu, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. Who among us do not oppress himself? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, this zulm is not meaning zulm. In this poem, it meaning shirk. And he reciting, Inna shirka la dhulmun adheem. Shirk is a great oppression. By this way, if I did some shirk, I am oppressing myself. By this way, I can read Quran, and the Quran said, Inna la'natullahi ala dhalimeen, and I'm cursing myself. Allah cursed those who oppress themselves. And I'm cursing myself, and I said, I mean, and I do not know. Unlike Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, what it mean when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, He will do a small hasab. وَيُحَاسِبُهُمْ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a very soft hisab. He said, ذَلِكَ الْعَرْضُ يَا عَيْشَ This is just to Allah show you your status. But وَمَنْ نُوْقَشَ الْحِسَابَ عُدِّ Whoever Allah will argue with him or give him talk about his own judgment, he will be tortured. Whoever stands in the front of Allah and be questioned about his deed is finished. This was a companion when they heard that. No, they used to cry.
You understand this.
Okay. It was a verse in the Quran about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He talked about certain quality of people. He will give them hisaban yasira. He will give them a very soft hisab, soft judgment. And Aisha replied, radiallahu anha, what is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, no, this is ard. Ard meaning when you stand in the front of Allah in the day of judgment. And he replied, whoever stand in the front of Allah and Allah questioning him, he will be tortured. Meaning those who will not be for Allah forgive them or give them afw or whatever, they will be tortured. May Allah save us.
So those who are not called come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are...
Meaning, you see, if we hear hadith like that, all we have to do be scared. And if you scare, you do some of the action can save you. For example, is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallam, he said of the meaning of, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا اِخْتَصَّهُمُ اللَّهِ لِقَضَاء حَوَائِجَ النَّاسِ حَبَّبَ الْخَيْرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَحَبَّبَهُمْ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ هُمِ الْآمِنُونَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ What it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He have slaves and servants. He choose them to fulfill the need of others. He make the good deed and goodness beloved to them and make them love good deed. They are the one who are safe in the day of judgment from the torture of Allah. What this message mean? Every time you are working for Allah to please Allah, every time you try to spread something for Allah, every time you try to care about a needy, an orphan, or any topic for Allah, you are among those who will be safe in the day of judgment. Because don't forget what we do. Actually, all what we do in life to gain the mercy of Allah. And if we gain the mercy of Allah, Allah will forgive us. And if Allah forgive us, is no hisab. You see how it go? And some of the early people they said, the knowledge of Quran is three groups. Tawheed, oneness of Allah, wa tadhkir, a reminder, wa ahkam, and regulation, and hukm. I'm not going to go to all the detail now, it's just I'm giving you an introduction. Now, what is the value of this book, Quran? I'm going to give you a little bit of some of the ahadith that have been reported in Sahih Bukhari, rahimahullah wa radiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمُ The most one, or the most chosen one among you, the best one among you, whoever learned Quran and teach it. And in Hadith Qudsi, من شغله القرآن عن ذكري ومسألتي أعطيته أفضل ما أعطي السائلين. Whoever busy with my memory in Quran, I will give him better than the one who's busy calling me. If you busy with Allah in dhikr and Quran, Allah give you better than the one who keep calling, I want, I want, I want. وَفَضْلِ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. And the value and the virtues of the word of Allah over the word of other, like the elevation of Allah over his creation. مَا تَقَرَّبَ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا خَرَجَ مِنْهِ. You cannot get closer to Allah better than what Allah come from him, which means Quran. And also, أهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته. The people of Quran, those the people of Allah and the chosen one. And also, عن عمر رضي الله عنه, إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين. With this book, Allah elevate people and nation, and He put other with the same book. Do we understand that? Brother Mahmoud, do you understand that? The Quran, you elevate Quran, Allah elevate you. You do not elevate Quran, Allah disgrace you. Finished. If the whole Ummah understand that, all the answer in Allah.
Elevating means?
Elevating, in general meaning. In life, in everything, in dignity, in everything.
Acting upon it.
Sure. To live it. We will talk about it now, inshallah.
Is this zikr also like your remembrance of Allah's name? Is it part of the...
Sure. Because don't forget, the whole knowledge, the whole Quran, just to let you know who's Allah. But you see, we will come toward that now. What's the value of reciting Quran, reading Quran, reciting the name of Allah, but my life is the opposite. Now, let's go to know a little bit about Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are the one, we reveal the dhikr. Because Quran has another name, we talked about it last week. Quran has almost 55 names. We talked about it last week. One of these names is dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I descend the dhikr. I reveal the dhikr, and I'm the one who protect it. The early people, they took the Quran different way. They took the Quran from every angle. For example, Imam Shafi'i, a man came to him. And he has some problem in his eyes, some sickness. Do you know what he said? He get a piece of paper, and he wrote in the piece of paper, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. Surah Qaf, verse 22. And after that, he continued, للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء. Which Surah Fussilat, verse 44. And he let him put it in the top of his eyes. And the person cured. Another one of the tabi'in, his name is Sufyan al-Thawri, radiallahu anhu. One woman, she get divorced. And she feels so bad. He took again a piece of paper and he wrote down, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَدِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا فَأَخْرَجَتْ until, you know, Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 34, and Surah Al-Qasas, verse 79. You see, everything is used Quran. Meaning the Quran was almost like a pharmacy. Whatever what you have, I give you a verse belong to your disease. One man of the Salihin, a man came to him, and he said to him, I cannot get up at night. He said, okay. He said, if you go to your bed, recite the last five verses of Surah Al-Kahf, and when you come to Madinah, stop and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you get up. Allah allowed. Imam Al-Ghazali, he said, some of the early people, the pious people, he has a problem in urination, and like stoning or something. Again, he wrote a piece of paper to the man. وبست الجبان بسا فكانت هباء منبثا. Which Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verse 5 and 6. And after that, another two verses from Surah Al-Haqqa, verse 14. And Surah Al-Fajr, 21. And he let him, he put it in the water, and he drank it. All the stone came down, and the urination is fixed. Another tabi'in, his name is Tha'labi, he said that the tafsir of لكل نبأ مستقر وسوف تعلمون. Somebody came to him, he has a problem in his mouth. He took this verse and he put it in his cheek and he made dua, finished. Another person, his son is so, so sick and he doesn't know what to do with him. And everybody said there's no cure. He cried to Allah and he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ru'ya. And Rasulullah told him, why are you sick? He said, this is my situation. He told him, recite these verses. And he gave him six verses, which is the word you call it, the shifa verses, which, وَيَشْفِ صُدُورَ قَوْمِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, which Surah At-Tawbah, verse 14, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, Yunus 57, فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. This Surah An-Nahl, verse 69. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. Surah الإسراء, verse 82. وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين. Surah الشعراء, verse 80. قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء. Surah Fussilat, verse 44. And there's many, many stories about many people in here. But the author, which his name is Zarkashi, he said, all this, what the people used to do in the early days, he said, remember, it will not work. It will not work unless you are living according to Allah and you are in a state of obedience with Allah. And you have a good connection with Allah, and you always respect the Quran, reading and understanding, and your intention, and your heart, and your mind, and your soul, and everything is according to Quran day and night. When you are like that, at this time the Quran will work for you. And this is why he said after that, he said, one person, he said, let's go to so-and-so to write for me something. Maybe I will take care, it will take care about my problem. He said, I cannot do it. He said, why? He said, if I do it, my salah will not be accepted. He said, why? What this has to do with that? He said, you remember what Allah said? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you, Allah, will worship, and only you will seek help. If I have anything to deal, and if I need support from anybody except Allah, is almost I'm a liar. I do not believe in my verse. And if I lie, my salah will not be accepted. Because now I'm reciting something I do not believe in. Look at their understanding. He afraid to do something, put him in a state of a lie, and if he's in a state of a lie, he believes if he go to salah like that, his salah will be rejected because he's a liar and does believe in what he's saying. Look at the awareness and iman. Look at the value and elevation of the Book of Allah. They worry about every word and every fatha and dhamma, not for pronunciation, for implementation. Some people said, "Is the Quran has parts better than parts?" We cannot say that. But, for example, we know Surah Al-Fatiha is the mother of the book. And he said, if it is the mother of the book, meaning the whole rest of the book is the daughter of the mother, and containing everything. This is why one scholar, his name, Ibn Qayyim al-Juzayyah, he wrote four volume in Encyclopedia, four volume in only one verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. Four volume for one verse. And he said, if I'm afraid for people to feel it's too long, I can fill a whole library of the two verses only from Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Just this, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, four volume. To understand إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Because he said the whole earth and what it contained actually created for إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you, Allah, we seek help and support and guidance and worship, and only Ya Allah we seek support. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, only you, Allah, we worship, only you, Allah, we seek support and guidance and support. And some people said also قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And we know Surah Yasin, قلب القرآن, the heart of the Quran. One scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, why Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran? He said, because Surah Yasin containing all about the Day of Judgment. And the Day of Judgment and what it contains is the whole message about life. The whole message from Quran about us is to be ready for the King of the Day of Judgment, the owner of the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, this is why it is the heart of the Quran. What about Ayat al-Kursi? One of the early people, he said, Ayat al-Kursi, it is this way because it containing 17 places in just Ayat al-Kursi, elevating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talking about Allah. And he goes through it and he gives it to us. Allah huwa al-hayy al-qayyum damir la ta'khudhuhu damir lahu damir indahu damir illa bi'idnih damir ya'lamu damir ilmuhu damir sha' damir kursihi damir ya'uduhu wa huwa al-ali al-azim. 17 places in one only verse, Ayat al-Kursi, related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, شَيَّبَتْنِ هُود وَأَخَوَتْهُ. And another report, شَيَّبَتْنِ هُود وَالْوَاقِعَ وَالْمُرْسَلَاتُ وَعَمَّا يَتَسَأَلُونَ وَإِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Meaning certain verse and certain surah, which is the one I said, it make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has white beard and white hair over one night. شَيَّبَتْنِ هُود, Surah Hud, وَالْوَاقِعَ وَالْمُرْسَلَاتُ وَعَمَّا يَتَسَأَلُونَ وَإِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. And why? If you look at all of them, they have one thing in common. Do you know what is it? Day of Judgment. All of them about the Day of Judgment and the power of the Day of Judgment. Now, about how to recite Quran, and what's said about reciting Quran and how to recite Quran. We know we should recommend it to have wudu, is recommended to have miswak, is recommended to stand or sit in the front of the Qibla or towards the Qibla, is recommended to sit the sitting of tashahud if you can, if you cannot, any another sitting with humble and humility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, meaning recited the way has been revealed. This one is the people said it. وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأُهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And he said, in here you have adab, outside adab and inside out adab. The outside adab is the one we talk about it. The manner to how to sit, how to clean yourself, how to prepare yourself, how to even have perfume and have good smell. And also the another one is not to recite it too fast or too slow to the point you do not understand. The another thing he said, which is very important, he said, if you're reciting with your tongue, but your heart and your mind is not there, you have a problem. And you have another topic. You can recite, and you're reciting excellent, but your life is not according to Quran. At this time, you can be cursing yourself and you do not know. Because he can passing through verses like we said before. And you doing the action and you do not know. And this why he said, when you are reciting Quran, you should comprehend every word and every message. And you stop and you ask yourself, where am I? And if you're not living it, you may cry to Allah and ask Allah, Allah, I'm not among those. Forgive me, Allah. At least you announce it between you and Allah. And oh Allah, you ask Allah to forgive you and give you the quality. By this way, at least you respect the word of Allah and the promises of Allah. For example, he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا, oh, you believe, do tawbah to Allah, a pure and sincere tawbah. He said, if you read this verse, you should go right away and make 2 rak'ah tawbah and ask Allah to give you tawbah and remember your bad deed and ask Allah to forgive you. And if you read something about the people before you and the nation before you, ask yourself, where am I? And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, one person said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ وَمَا يَعْلَمْ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who have doubt in their heart, and they're not really pure mu'min, they follow what is similar. And they want gain the fitna. And they call their own ta'wil and understanding. And do nobody know except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I see today this in the ummah. Everybody talk about Quran, everybody reciting different verses and tell you what it means, and he doesn't know even what it means. And he tell you for a fact this is what it means, and he never check it out. This famous among us, may Allah forgive us. People said to do tilawa, to recite Quran, at 3 levels. 3 levels of people reciting Quran. The highest level, when you sit down reciting Quran and your heart completely connected to Allah and you know you're talking to Allah and this word is the word of Allah and you understand what it means and you are just actually doing munajat, You know, this is just a relationship between you and Allah. Meaning when you sit down talking or reciting Quran, you're not really reciting Quran. You are just reading the word of Allah and talking to Allah by His own word. And you understand and you value every word, and you understand your level and you whom sitting, talking, and whom allow you to touch this book and read it, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the early people, his name Abi Abdullah al-Qurashi, he said, لَوْ تَهَرَتُ الْقُلُوبُ لَمْ تَشْمَعْ مِنْ تَلَيَرَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. If the heart is pure, it will never stop from reciting Quran. And the second level, whoever reciting Quran, and he know he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he remember all the gift of Allah, and he's reciting in a state of shyness of his negligent of not able to fulfill the right of the Quran and the right of Allah. And the third, whoever recite Quran and he know how to recite, but he in a state of obedience and listening and talking to Allah and his heart trying to understand the meaning of the wording, and he try and he have steadfast, and this he will get rewarded, but this one is not like the two before. When I read this, I said to myself, where am I? I'm reading maybe 20, 30 verse and I remember one verse. 20, 30 verse and all of a sudden I wake up another verse. Meaning the heart is not there. May Allah forgive me, I'm with you. I'm not talking to you and I tell you I'm somebody else. No, I'm just a reporter. But I'm a sinner like you, and maybe more than you. May Allah forgive me. And he said, every word of Quran has 10 ways to read it. Every word in Quran has 10 ways to read it. He said, number one, it has an iman message. Number two, it has a taslim for it, meaning I have to surrender toward it. And number three, I have to do tawbah toward it. And number four, to have be patient with it. Number five, and to have contentment of what Allah wants with it. And number five or six, and to fear from what Allah is saying. And to do raja ilayha, to do oneness, and to do want and desire to get closer to Allah. And to do thanks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His gift. And to seek the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last one, to do tawakkul. To do complete rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, when we read Quran, we should be in one of these levels. One of these status. Because in every word of Quran, it will lead you to one of these levels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. Surah Yasin, verse 36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to warn whom alive. And this is why a lot of people do not understand. We're reciting Surah Yasin over the dead people, or the sick. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned people about the Day of Judgment in the Surah. Well, this has to be with the sick and the dead, because it makes me fear. And the fear of Allah sends the special mercy, and this special mercy make my dua is accepted. You see how it goes? If you read Surah Yasin with complete tadabbur, it will make you shaking. It make you really scared. It make you feel nothing. And at this time, it will make you fear, your dua is accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِذَا دَعَكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get to know Quran and get to know the wonder of Quran and the fara'id of Quran, the obligation of Quran, وَحُدُودُ فَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ أُنزِلَ عَلَى خَمْسَةٍ. Quran has been revealed over five. حلال وحرام ومحكم وأمثال ومتشابه. حلال permissible, حرام forbidden, ومحكم is complete, and وأمثال examples, ومتشابه similar. فخذوا الحلال, take the lawful, ودعوا الحرام, get away from the forbidden, وعملوا بالمحكم, and do according to the muhkam of the verses, meaning the last verses. وآمنوا بالمتشابه, and believe of the similar. واعتبروا بالأمثال, and have wisdom of the example. And Abu Darda رضي الله عنه say, لا يفقه الرجل حتى يجعل القرآن وجوها. He said, nobody will understand Quran until he knows the mirrors of the Quran. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, we said it before, if you want the knowledge of the early people and the last people, get the knowledge of Quran. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you explain the fourth one, belief of the similar? What does that mean, belief the similar?
Yes, meaning don't try to make an argue why is this similar to this and why this should not be this way. Believe in it and leave it the way it is. Because it's a fitna. And many people said to every verse in Quran is over 70,000 knowledge. And it will never end until the Day of Judgment. And all this knowledge is entering to the knowledge of Allah and the attribute of Allah and the name of Allah. Now about how to gain the knowledge of Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us, تعلموا القرآن خمس آيات خمس آيات. Rasulullah advised us, learn Quran, five verse, five verse. And he used to learn Quran from Jibreel alayhi salam, five, five. And is recommended to recite Quran the maximum you can. And many, many ahadith about the warning of those who do not recite Quran. And according to many scholars, they said minimum to finish Quran once a month. According to different report by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many companions asked him, he said finish Quran every three or every seven. But the scholar said the minimum is to finish it, minimum to be not a sinner, every 30 days or 40 days. And some scholars said, if you recite Quran and you do two khitmah, two complete recitation over a year, two times, you just pass the age, but you did not, you neglecting Quran. And he said, you want to know who you are from Allah? See how much you recite in Quran. And he said, which one? To recite from Quran or to recite it from a tape or reading or just memorize it? He said, the highest is to look to Quran. Looking at Quran by itself is a worship. By this way, the highest is to be busy reciting Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he one time he enter and he find the people is reciting Quran with a little bit high voice. And Rasulullah said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ كُلُّكُمْ يُنَاجِي رَبُّ. All of you talking to Allah. فَلَا يَجْهَرْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِ قِرَاءَةِ بَعْضٍ. Do not recite over each other. Do not raise your voice. This also a manner. And in here, some of the early scholars, they said, is not recommended to recite Quran with any language except Arabic. And otherwise, is not considered recitation. SubhanAllah, time running out. I just give you a little bit because I believe is if we get little bit of understanding what this book in our hand, when the time coming and we really start going to the value of this world, we value it. Because until now, what is our problem? Why we do not value Quran? Why we do not have a strong Iman? Because the reality of Iman, the reality of understanding Allah is not there. We understand my manager, we understand dollar, we understand the wife, we understand the kids. But really the reality of Allah is away from our heart. It's away. I was saying to one sister today, you know, imagine a woman, young woman, leaving Mecca, going to Medina, immigrate alone, barefoot, no compass, no direction. What kind of Iman is that? For a single woman to leave her tribe, her husband, her kids, just to embrace Islam alone. Look at the Iman. What about the another one? She go, and in the way out of Mecca, her tribe send people and capture her. And they beat her up and torture her. And every time they used to rest, they take her clothes off and put her in the sand to torture her by the sand, in a hot sand, burning sand, until she lose her vision from the torture. In a few days she lost her vision. And she becomes so tortured, and her body was so severe, you know, in a lot of torture. And look this, alone, a woman alone, been tortured in the desert, she calling Allah. And she said, oh Allah, and she's just a believer. She's just a few days a Muslim, didn't even meet Rasulullah yet. And she called Allah, she said, oh Allah, if they send me to my tribes, I do not know if I handle all this torture. Oh Allah, save me. And otherwise you would say, the Islam, the idols, is the one quoting this to you. Oh Allah, give me an ayah. Give me a sign, Ya Allah, to make them all Muslim. In the middle of torture, she think about Islam. In the middle of torture, she think about Islam. And not only her, Islam. And all of a sudden, she see a risha. She see a feather coming out of the sky with a den, with a bucket of water, and she drink. And this water spilled over her body to the point by the time the water reached her body, she said, I feel coolness. And at this time, I have no shame. All the tide is gone. And she's sitting with a beautiful manner, beautiful happiness, and all her problem is gone. All the sign of torture is gone. All her disease is gone. And when the people wake up, they said, what happened? Who did this to you? She said, my Lord. She said, my Rabbi. She said in Arabic, Rabbi, my Lord. Said, who gave you water? She said, my Lord. They said, from where? She said, from the sky. They look all over. They find no sign of any horse except their horses. They said, you say the truth. The one who did this to you has to be your Lord. Take us to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was over 100 embrace Islam because one a believer woman. Where's our belief? You see? Where's our belief? Mm-hmm. Now we have the Quran, we have the tafsir, we have this, we have that. But where's the belief? And these people have only a few verse. And something came in my heart before we finish tonight. Because every week, inshallah, I want to talk about something from Quran. To let us know what's going on. Look at this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar. Verse 22 to verse 31. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشبها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلهم جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله، ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة، وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون. كذب الذين من قبلهم فآتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون، فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا، والعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون. ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل لعلهم يتذكرون، قرآنا عربيا غير ذي عوج لعلهم يتقون. ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل، هل يستويان مثلا؟ الحمد لله، بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون. ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون. صدق الله العظيم. لقوة الله سعد. أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه؟ The example of the one Allah opened his chest to the light of Islam and Allah give him nur, he give him light. Is this similar or فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said wail. Wail meaning like in Arabic, I warn you, I will get you. This wail, it's almost like Allah promise, a very very hard promise of warning, promise to those whose heart become hard from dhikrillah, meaning the one deny the dhikrillah, the one deny remember of Allah until the heart become hard. أولئك في ضلال مبين. Those in the ultimate strain. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this book. الله نزل أحسن الحديث. Allah revealed the best talk. The best talk. كتابا, book. متشابها. Very similar. مثاني. Doubles. Or wording. تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم. The people who believe in Allah, their skin will shiver. ثم تلين. And after that will be soft. وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. In the beginning, the heart and the skin will be shivering from the remembrance of Allah. And after that, Allah gives them tranquility and sakina. ذلك هدى الله. This is the guidance of Allah. يهدي به من يشاء. Allah guide those who want, whom He please, whom He choose. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. And whoever Allah put him astray, nobody can give him guidance. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِ بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Is the one who fear the torture of his face in the day of your judgment. And Allah will say to the oppressor, ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Test what you earn in your life with what you oppress. كذب الذين من قبلهم. The people before you have been denied these messages. فَآتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. The torture of Allah has become in a way they never expected. فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah gives him disgrace in this life. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the torture of the hereafter is more severe if they get to know. Can I tell you something scary? This verse is supposed to be for the disbeliever, but this can be applied to any one of us. And the whole ummah. Because we neglected the word of Allah. We neglected the message of Allah. We're not living it. And Allah sent us the messages and we did not see it. Is Allah opened our heart to Quran? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of the Quran? Is Allah make us living according to Quran? Yeah. And after that, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. وَلَقَدْ دَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And we give example of everything in this book. Maybe they will remember. Maybe they will remember. According to the early scholar meaning, the example of this book, it will be a life example until the day of judgment. Meaning, any time you go through a situation, you have to know, is a life example in this book about the situation. If you do not believe that, you do not believe in Quran. Any situation happen, in any place, in earth, in any time, is an example for it today, in this book. قرآن عربي غير ذي عوج لعلهم يتقون. قرآن عربي, an Arabic Quran, غير ذي عوج, has no any twisted ways. لعلهم يتقون, maybe they gain piety. And after that, Allah He gave example. He said the example of a man has partner, and a man completely surrender and peace with another man. Is both of them is equal? Alhamdulillah. Thanks to Allah, praise to Allah. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the majority of people do not know. Do you understand the example? Allah, He wants us to know what's the difference between a man has many association with many men and a man is only associated to one man. Is both of them is equal? And is Allah stop? Allah stop. And right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alhamdulillah. He gives you the example and he stopped. Alhamdulillah, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Praise to Allah, but the majority do not know. And after that, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You have been going to die, and all of us dead will be dying. Imagine all the companions memorize, like some of them memorize the Quran, but when Rasulullah died, they do not know this verse located in the Quran. Why? Because like I said last week, you do not know Quran until Allah opened for you. You do not read Quran until Allah read you first. Quran read you before you read Quran. According to what Allah decided to open for you, this is what you're going to comprehend. Doesn't mean you can listen, meaning you listen. No, no, no. Listening is the state of the heart, not the state of ear. And after that, Allah ended this verses by, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. And in a day of judgment, you will have dispute with each other. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished. And Allah leave it. When Allah give you a message like that is very scary. Because a lot of these messages, it was in Mecca. In a time of rebuilding or building the faith. This is like little bit about introduction again. Only now we're warming ourselves about to know what this book in our hand. Because before we go really to this book, we have to value this book. We have to be ready. Because if we're ready and the heart is ready, Allah give us according to the status of the heart. I promise you one thing. If you really respect Quran, you will start having Quran. You will read Quran like you never read it before. Before you read Quran, ask yourself, what's the intention? Like one scholar said it, I was reading it today. He said, if you're reading Quran just to read, you will read, but you would be blind. You would not gain anything. It is according to your intention and according to your obedience in your life. One scholar one time in the early days, he wanted to learn about Quran. Do you know what he did? He went to the jungle. And he started crying to Allah. And after a long, long time, all of a sudden, I do not remember the time, when he read Quran, he started comprehending. And when he asked why, something came to him in a vision. He was dirty, and now you are clean. Now I will tell you what it means. When you're dirty, you do not comprehend Quran. I will give you example, a life example in my life. When I read Quran, sometimes all of a sudden a verse coming, and I understand it. I never understand it before. What's the problem? It's no problem. Allah wants me to understand it now, not 10 years ago. What about you reciting the Quran? You recite, and all of a sudden you understand one verse. Do you know what it means? The moment your heart was really reading Quran, this is the time you read. But when you are, your eyes is only reading, not your heart, Allah veil Quran from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Because we too, wallahi, I swear by Allah, if we really understand what Quran is, we will be scared. We'll be scared. The more I know, the more I said, who am I? Where am I? I'm in big trouble. I am. I am the talker. I'm in big trouble because I'm talking. Because every time you talk about Quran, you will be questioned. How are you living according to Quran? How much are you really living according to Quran? How much you love Quran? Khalid ibn Walid was crying one time when he leading Salah. And he started giving verses from different surah. And after Salah, he cried and told him, forgive me. I was busy doing battles for Allah and I have no time to memorize. And even some of the tabi'in and some of the companion, they took it against him. Because he did not make an effort for Quran. And this Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, Saifullah al-Maslul. What excuse we have? And they are busy for Allah, not busy for dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity and honesty. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us truthfulness. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم لا تحجبنا عن القرآن. اللهم لا تحجبنا عن القرآن. واغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا وذكرنا منه ما نسينا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنبت وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. وأفوض أمري إلى الله. إن الله بصير بالعباد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. واجعل لنا لسانا صادقا ذاكرا خاشعا يا رب العالمين. برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. واللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك المصطفى حيها وميتها برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.